Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Okay, we're on with session 5 of Avatar. It's going to be a short game this week, mostly because Kevin's a jerk.
By mostly, you mean entirely, right?
Well, no, partially, it's also that Tom and Kevin are jerks, which makes Kevin a double jerk.
No.
Maybe Kevin is only 3/4 of a jerk, and I'm 1/4 of a jerk. Then he's not a jerk at all. It's just one jerk is happening.
Okay, let's jump right in.
All right, we're going to do the intro?
No.
Yes.
No.
Previously on Avatar, The Eternal Chronicles, Dallune and Sekfa encountered an unusual detective who identified them as Air Nation. He claims that their meeting was no coincidence and that they will be valuable allies in solving the disappearances in Feiyu. Soma went undercover at Fang Foundries, and with the help of her trusty pig mouse, she has uncovered a lead on the booby-trapped mecha tanks. Meanwhile, Zahar was hired at the company, but trouble is brewing when Takani, an old waterbending nemesis, shows up to confront her. Okay.
Although that honestly does discount that. So, last episode was a Zahar episode, totally. She was so much better than everything Soma did.
That's because she's got the skill.
Yeah.
I got laid and got a day job. Georgiana has the skills to pay the bills.
Yes, I got a career in an apartment.
Yeah, whereas we got creeped on by some detective.
But was it established last week that I knew that the detective had visited?
Yeah, we both know.
Yeah, we had a conference about. Okay, good.
Yeah, because
honestly,
before, like, I went to like my first day, we all sort of met up at the restaurant.
Yeah, I was just getting out, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is terrible!" And you were just waltzing in. You're like, "Yo, guys, I'm making 6 figures."
Yo, guys, I'm a millionaire now.
Yeah, like, invented her own microphone and then dropped it.
Yep.
Oh, I hope I get a good night's sleep tonight, though, because my energy is fucked.
I decided to have crazy nightmares about work before having to go to work.
Aww.
Like, oh no, I forgot to put the filling in the strudel before I put it in the oven. And it somehow shrunk, like, 3 times smaller than it normally is.
Short game, remember?
That's not a good strudel.
Zahar was walking out of the factory. She had just gotten the keys to her new apartment.
What time of day is it?
Should be, what, like, evening or nighttime or something? Whatever's is
late afternoon.
Zahar's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever's after Zahar's little adventure.
Well, it'd probably be evening, because I'd probably set up my office
okay,
a little bit.
Okay, they spent a while doing that.
And I, you know, looked around the place and saw a strangely empty place where mecha tanks were built.
Okay.
And, well, I guess I will try going to the hotel room that we had to see if I can find my companions.
Okay.
And my stuff.
I would like for you to roll me your current energy. Energy.
Okay.
An orgy.
And what? Am I having a lesbian orgy now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I thought you explicitly avoided that last session.
I've been doing this shit for 5 years recorded just so I can create some audio smut. It's a long
what
job.
What is it, 8s or higher?
Yes.
Four.
Oh, jeez. Gonna roll for him for...
Hey, I'm at full energy, bitches.
As you're leaving the factory and heading back, you can't shake the feeling that you're being watched. And out of the corner of your eye, you see a kind of a 30-something short brown hair Earth Kingdom citizen. He's kind of casually walking down the street, newspaper tucked under his arm. But you remember that he was sitting right out front waiting for a bus when you left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been tailing you ever since.
That's weird. I'm going to sort of keep an eye on him as I head to the hotel room.
Okay. Yeah, he follows you all the way to the hotel, but he never approaches you.
Okay. So I will head towards the room where maybe my companions are.
Are they? As I recall, all of you were kind of getting off shift.
Hmm.
Probably end up following the loon wherever you went.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably go back.
Okay.
To the hotel.
I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. I will be staring out a window, looking at my whistle.
So I will go into the hotel room.
Everybody's there.
Yeah, I have flopped onto a bed and decided that I feel like shit.
There's some guy following me on my way back here.
Did you ask him what he's doing?
No.
Why not?
I was a little creeped out.
Oh, because that's the easiest way to ask.
Go beat him up or something like that?
It's the easiest way to find out.
What was that?
Do you need one of us to go beat him up or something like that?
No, I don't want to get into trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also need to check out my new apartment.
You're what? Oh my god, that's right. You're richer than all of
You're
us
what?
Now, aren't you?
I got an apartment from my job.
What is it, like a company apartment?
Job?
Are they putting you up?
What was that?
What is your job now?
I'm part of the elite group of inventors and engineers for the factory.
How long has it been since I woke up?
We've been here a day. And now I have a bunch of money and an apartment, and I get a bunch of money a day.
Oh. I stick my finger up in the air and do like a whoop-de-doo roundabout thing.
Oh, I thought you were just flipping me off.
God, I feel like an asshole now.
So you guys want to check out my new apartment? I haven't seen it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, I guess.
Did you need me to carry you there, Soma?
No, I'm good. I'm fine. It's just kind of a rough day. I don't think I'm going to be going back tomorrow. Gotta find
Can't
some other
handle,
way to make money.
Cranking something for
Can't handle
hours?
That handle.
No, I guess I don't have any experience cranking handles.
Huh.
Zahar.
Okay. I suppose I never did too much of that. I had other skills. Alright, let's go to my new apartment.
Yeah, I guess, and maybe keep an eye out for whoever
yeah,
is following
I'll,
you.
When I leave the hotel, I'm going to see if the guy is still where, you know, he stopped. Or nearby.
Okay. So you leave the hotel, and you scan around for that guy, and you don't see him. However, leaning right next to the door, dressed in a strange black suit with slick back black hair, is a curious fellow that two of your compatriots recognize as Detective Drood, who's just kind of leaning against the wall like he's waiting for something.
You okay
there? Oh,
it's
him.
I'm lovely. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Daloon, Sekfa. Hmm? It's a pleasure to run into you again.
Indeed.
Nice to see you again, Uncle.
You seem to have an affinity towards us.
I jerk a thumb at him. Is this the guy?
Am I the guy?
What guy?
I ask that question directly to Dalun and Sekfa. I'm like, is this the guy?
Oh, yes, this is me. Yes, obviously we met him earlier. Or else he wouldn't know our names.
Hmm.
Detective Edwin Drood. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Charmed.
Zahar?
Soma? I reach out and I shake his hand.
Yeah.
He shakes hands with each of you.
I give him a curt bow.
Now, Soma, I realize that we've just met, and this may seem too forward a question. But would it be possible for me to come back later tonight and borrow your pig mouse?
Borrow? How do you borrow?
He pops out of my robes at the mention of the word pig mouse and starts sniffing the air. What, Shoku?
An adorable creature. Shoku, is it?
Yeah. He's emergency food.
You should have just named him emergency food.
That's literally what. Yeah, Shoku is a sort of a pun on emergency rations.
Okay.
You're going to eat your pig mouse.
No, he just finds me food when I can't find any.
I see. You may want to clarify that name.
Mm-hmm. He seems to like it. You can borrow him, but I have to come along.
Well, we can. Yes, we can arrange that.
So,
trust me, I need a job that's a little bit easier. Why not? He's awesome.
Shoku is so cute. Integral to my investigation.
Well, I need a job that's a little bit easier than cranking handles.
Did you just pronounce it integral?
Yes. I'm investigating the recent disappearances.
I see.
And what, you need somebody who can get into someplace nice and small?
Something like that. My process can be difficult to explain, but you're going to witness it firsthand.
Well, I'm not going to do anything that gets him hurt.
I assure you there is no risk.
How about we come along with you, Shoku and I, and then I make the decision when I see what it is he'll be doing.
Absolutely fair.
I nod my head to him. Then you have a deal. I'm a little tired, though. What time are you coming by?
What suits you?
After I get some sleep? It's kind of a rough day.
First thing tomorrow morning, then.
I shrug. Okay, sounds great.
Okay. Well, we should check out my new apartment.
I wonder if there are multiple beds.
I don't even know if it's furnished.
I can pay. Somehow.
I got a bonus, so I should be able to handle furniture.
You sure should, for you.
Alright, well,
I take a swig from my jug and just kind of wipe my mouth.
Well, good day, what was your name again?
Detective Edwin Drood.
Good day, Detective Drood.
We couldn't hear that. Do you mind if we call you Edwin?
Can I call you Edwin?
You are free to call me Edwin. Even Ed is just fine.
I just kind of give him like the sweetest smile that I can.
They always said that Southern Water Tribe folks are charming. And I believe them. But you are certainly proof.
Hmm.
Good day, ladies. Delude.
Good day.
Bye-bye, Uncle Ed.
I wave at him and give him another bow as he leaves.
Yes, lots of waving.
He walks off aimlessly.
And I will head to, was it Fang Tower?
Yeah. It's the largest building in the city. Yeah. It's pretty easy to find. Mm-hmm. You imagine it has another one of these elevators.
I gotta see if there's another one of those elevators in it. Because I'm assuming I'm on a higher floor.
You walk past the concierge. This is drunkenly familiar to Soma.
Yep.
Oh, I remember being here before. It's a nice place.
I will take the elevator to my new room.
So what was that guy, huh?
What do you mean?
He seemed like he just wanted something out of all of us. You ever meet that kind of person who just wants to... doesn't really care, just kind of wants to get whatever he can get and get done?
No.
Also, does it strike anybody else as really weird that he was able to see Shoku from, you know, inside my, everything?
Well, I'm assuming he's just inside your clothes.
Yeah, but I mean...
like, you didn't eat him.
No, but I mean, it's not immediately available that... it's not immediately obvious that he's there. He just kind of hides all day.
He's certainly a very perceptive person.
Now, do you think that's dangerous at all? Mm-hmm.
Well, he's investigating the disappearances.
I guess that puts us on the same side.
Could also be a part of the blowing up mecha tanks. So we might want to keep him close.
Yeah, just kind of reeks of... you know, they talk about all that secret police stuff in the Earth Kingdom, so... oh.
He's not one of those culture police. No way.
Okay.
What secret police?
Oh, they tell us about it all the time in the Earth Kingdom. Lots of scary fellows who take you in the middle of the night.
Oh no!
But it's okay. And I just kind of flex and I'm like, you got me!
Oh, okay.
I will unlock the door to my apartment and go inside.
Okay. You walk inside to a spacious apartment. It is modestly furnished. You know, you've got a sofa, table, dining room table and chairs. You have a bed.
I am going to flop down on the sofa and just be like, ah!
Nice.
You guys are welcome to stay here with me. You know,
that seems preferable.
You guys paying for a hotel room.
Yes.
Okay.
This is certainly a more pragmatic option.
Yeah, I figured it'd be a good idea. We'll probably need to do something with the sleeping arrangements.
Once again, I'm fine on the floor.
We could steal the beds.
Steal?
We're not going to steal beds.
He means towels. Schlep.
They never miss him.
Or he doesn't mean schlep.
But isn't stealing a bad thing?
Yes, it is a bad thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll start unpacking my stuff.
Okay. You don't have a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They have a garage, too, for your Sato cycle.
Her what cycle now?
Her Sato cycle.
Yeah, that guy didn't build it.
Yeah, but it's built with parts made from the factory.
And the general design of the Sato cycle as well.
I was actually...
nope, he uses a wankle.
I've started listening to the Korra commentaries, and they said that Hiroshi Sato didn't even invent the Sato cycle. He's
mass produced.
Yeah, he's more of a Henry Ford type. And then the brand name became the generic. A la Band-Aids.
Yep, or Zero.
I think we mentioned that before. It's like Sato-mobiles are just kind of like the Kleenex of cars.
That's what I... before it was my assumption, and now I've got... now it's canon.
I was going to say it's confirmed by word of God. But, yeah. So I guess...
another thing that was confirmed by word of God that no one thought might be true.
Yes. Well, I thought it was.
Nope, I thought no it was one. True.
Nope, no one.
You fucker.
Maybe you're just not perceptive enough, Kevin. Maybe you need to roll your energy a little bit more.
Okay.
Anyway, so we should probably get our stuff back from the hotel as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I grabbed my stuff from the hotel.
But... Yeah, I didn't, because I figured that you weren't going to let us stay here.
I figured this would be a
Why would I do that?
I don't know, you said go check out. Usually means go visit.
Well, I basically wanted to make sure it was big enough to have four people
yes,
in it.
Yes, because as she said, she had not seen it herself.
Like, right. If it was so, a you know. Closet, no, I would not want you guys here.
But, I mean, you would also seriously start doubting the benefits this company gave you.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it's just polite, you know, to say, like, not to say, hey, we're moving in. I mean, Soma flopped down on the couch, but she's not going to say, I'm staying here until she's
you
actually
did say
off.
You were going to buy your own bed for her apartment.
Yeah. But I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to say, you know, yeah, I'm going to impose. I mean, if she's, if she doesn't,
yeah,
if she says,
she's just going to buy
I don't...
furniture to put in my apartment and sleep on it.
Right. But if you say, if you were to say, get out, I don't want you living here, she'd be like, ah.
That's certainly,
a noise.
A noise.
Yep. That a person can make.
Yes. As evidence.
I'm sure there were gestures and arm gestures and face.
There was probably gesticulation there.
Probably an enormous shrug, yeah.
Wild gesticulation.
Okay, I guess.
We can imagine it.
Yeah, so I could probably buy, like, bunk beds or something for a part of this room.
Again, fine with, you know, like a pillow on the floor.
Yeah.
And then Soma gets the floor.
You
have super snuggled up on the couch.
It could be an office or a bedroom,
a guest room or
whatever.
Yeah. So does anyone want to go shopping with me?
I'm like, woo!
No, you're like, oh, my arm.
Yeah, no, I immediately like, woo! And then, like, you can see my arm shaking. I'm like, ugh.
And I remember the one session you guys were going to spend in Feiyu before you all decided to move here for some reason.
Who said one session?
Nick did.
Nick said one session, and
not
then
us.
All of a sudden we decided to start role-playing. Remember role-playing?
Also bullshitting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go get my stuff.
Okay.
I plan on going shopping for, like, bunk beds and
I will
probably
also go get my
stuff
since
yeah.
that did not come with me.
So I guess Sekhva, Delune, and I are going to go get stuff and then she's going to go, Zara's going to go buy furniture or what?
Well, I was probably going to, you know, probably buy, like, bunk beds and then maybe some food.
Okay.
And, like, blankets, whatever.
Yeah.
Bedding.
Yeah. So we procure resources and meet back at the apartment.
I can't read your screen.
It's not... Fuck you.
We're being set up here. This is great.
I don't know. Like, if we shouldn't be leaving Zahara alone, I could potentially go with her since I only have, like, the one bag that the loon could just get for me.
Oh, that's true. What did I even bring?
You guys found out I was looking up something secret. You suddenly decided you should stay in.
No, I'm fine with going alone.
Huh? No, like, I was just thinking of that before any sort of exclamation actually happened in the voices.
I mean, I can just get on my bike and have the shit delivered.
I guess. I don't know. I don't actually even... Guys, do you guys remember if I actually brought anything other than myself and my jug?
I don't remember if you specified.
Well, you
anything.
Bought some blankets.
Yeah, I brought. I think I bought blankets, but I mean,
and like some clothes.
Well, I bought some work clothes for myself, and then I have my. Yeah, I should go back and get it. I don't want to leave that shit alone. All right. What if people steal it? Oh, it's so bad.
Who's going where?
I'm
going back to
my motorcycle and heading to like the shopping areas.
Okay.
hotel, I guess. Sure.
Dylan?
I just want to hang around.
Just kind of...
Well, you could always ask, like, Segfa to pick up your bag or something.
Yeah, just
bring.
And just hang out in my apartment and make sure the other people can get in when...
Oh, that's true. You don't,
good point.
Don't have keys.
We don't have keys.
Okay, I'll provide... Wait, why can't Segfa do that?
She wants to go back when you said you wanted to be lazy.
Yeah,
true. Nope. I don't... I feel... guilty making like a 13-year-old carry my things.
Big sister, little sister, let's do it.
Okay.
Make Soma do it then.
I'll hold down the fort here.
Oh, I'll also get like a radio.
3, 2, 1, fall asleep on the couch the moment they're gone.
Okay. So Soma and Segfa heading back to the hotel. Daloon is being lazy.
Yep. I worked all day.
And I worked all day.
I worked all day, too.
Ugh. Yeah.
I worked some of the day.
You basically got masturbated. That was your work day.
Yeah, you did get molested
by a creepy old lady.
Yeah. Whereas Soma spent the day masturbating a machine.
Keeping it classy, thank you.
Certainly it's something I'm not used to, Kevin.
You say that as if I am.
Well, he's not used to the cranking, the jacking it, yes.
Okay. Some of you go to the hotel and schlep stuff. Zohar, you're kind of driving all over town, finding furniture, decorations, some parts that you can pack in your saddlebag. But most of that stuff you're having delivered.
Yep.
It is pretty late by the time you're driving back and finish all of your shopping.
Okay.
Do you start to make your way back to Fang Towers? One of the roads that you were pretty sure was on the way back is now listed as closed off. And you're sent along a detour.
Okay, I follow the detour.
Okay. You are speeding along on your motorcycle when the ground just drops out beneath you on the cycle.
Huh. I swear loudly.
And then wonder what drugs you're doing.
So it looks like just the slab you're on starts to drop. I
try to move faster to try to.
Okay, you want to try to speed? You can make me a hard roll on your motorcycle to fucking ramp this shit.
Okay. Movie style.
So I use energy, or do I use?
Yeah.
Or do I use my bike stats?
Oh yeah, I guess it would still be your bike.
Let me go find the email with the thing on it.
Two thingies, or?
Hard is two, yeah.
If you just open your documents at the top, it'll be in there. Click the grid thing.
Fuck you, Skype.
And then it's under more. You have to...
Oh.
Docs, bottom. Last one.
Fuck you, taking a tour. Boy. There we are.
How much energy does your bike have?
Oh.
I think it has 5, but it fully replenishes every time you get a replenishment. Machines are like that.
It's near the end, right?
Yes, they don't have
a
barrier.
They don't actually tire.
Okay. Oh. Sawtomobile. 5 energy. Sure, I'll just roll all 5.
Okay. And you get a plus 1. It's technically... Oh. Yeah, I'll call
plus
it an advanced roll.
Plus 1 die, or plus 1...
It's 7s and up.
Oh,
right?
That's right, yeah. So 7 or above, got it.
Becoming a lot more clear in the rewrite. By the way,
I got 2...
I...
I got two, whatever we're calling sevens or higher.
Boons.
Okay.
Boons. Yeah. Call them boons, not successes. This is
as
not burning
the slab wind. Is dropping out onto you, it angles up a little bit, and you just kick the throttle and ramp up and leap out and go clunk on the street.
Yep.
You might want to roll me initiative at this point.
Stop the bike Akira style.
So that's just probably a D10 and any advanced crap that I might have.
Yes.
Since I'm on my bike, would I use...
Yeah, you can use your bike's advanced modifier.
Okay. Well, that's good. That makes it a 2.
Good job. We're all proud of you.
Oh, Zahar's being disappeared.
I love this gift.
The corgi one's the best.
Yeah. Although the bicycle one from Bakemonogatari is pretty great as well.
Yeah, I love the recycled graphics.
Well, anytime you see that, it's a shout out to Akira.
Yeah.
Well, also, I'm pretty sure they just painted over.
Yeah, it really does look like they do.
So they all go better than a 2.
I'm dead.
Shocking.
Oh no.
Does that mean like she kills a disadvantage if they were to do a thing to her?
No, because she's aware that she's being ambushed, so it's not a complete surprise. They squandered that on their trapdoor thing.
Well, I went, oh shit, and then boom. I hope everyone enjoyed my sound effects.
They were great.
You are being attacked. It's stone hands are being launched at you from three directions at once.
Sounds like bending to me.
Glancing up, you can see men or shadowy figures of men just clinging to the sides of buildings.
Shit, it's the Dai Li!
How the Dai Li
are all
gone.
What? No, they exist, just it's kind of like how saying the KGB are gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Dai Li existed at least up until the death of the Earth Queen.
Yes. Who knows what happened
during... I figured they would do their own thing after that.
I know.
Like,
I know what happened.
For the sakes of this game.
Yes.
Yes.
For the sake of this fan fiction, I know what happened to the Dai Li.
For the sake of this fan fiction, the Dai Li were continued into Kuvira's reign.
Uh-huh. Well, you spent all your energy on the jump, right?
Yeah. For at least all the bike energy.
Enjoy your trip to Lake Logai. Or Laogai.
Okay.
Lake Laogai or something?
Laogai, I think.
Laogai, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
I am dead. Or kidnapped.
Yeah, just stone hands start flying at you, hitting you, like, in the limbs and the extremities, and just closing around you in weird grappling strikes. So, it inflicts 3 injuries on you and knocks 3 off of your personal energy pool. Just because you're restricted.
Alright, so what does 3 energy, or 3 injury do?
Well, it's dead. Yeah, just obliterated. It's 3 less you get on any time you're recovering your energy. And If you take 10 injuries, you're obviously not going to be able to recover at all, and you are vulnerable to critical injuries that could go all the way up to being dead.
Yes, I'm assuming that I'm still driving.
Yes.
Okay.
You're still driving in a straight line unless you want to be doing something else, but, like, they are raining rocks on you.
Okay.
And in fact, they jump down and start sort of earth gliding to keep up with you.
Okay.
But it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to, like, keep on trying to drive, like, probably maybe a little, like, zigzaggy erratically.
Okay.
And trying to get where either there would be people or a more populated area.
Shit. This is where I think my motorcycle rules fail. I'm going to let you use your own energy to do it and use just the bike's modifier.
Okay. So I got 7 energy and
they are all going to throw, because you're essentially trying to flee the combat, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I guess, flee while being evasive, kind of, like, not predictable.
Yes. All 3 of these guys are going to try to keep up with you, obviously, prevent you from getting away. And they are putting 2 energy apiece into it.
Okay. So I guess I can use, I guess I'll use 2 energy to basically try to evade.
Okay.
At least for 1 of the attacks.
Well, there's no attacks. They're just trying to keep up with you. Like, you're running away and they're trying to stop you from running away.
I'll do 3.
Okay.
And would advance?
Yes, you're advancing.
Okay, so there's 1.
You know, you're looking at a Sato mobile, not a Sato cycle, right? I think the Sato cycle's even better at fleeing higher up. Yes.
Okay, so still 1.
Okay.
Because I got 4 and a 1 on the other one.
So, bad news is you, like, turn down an alley and you're about to, like, peel out into a main street when just a big wall of earth shoots up and blocks off the whole way.
Okay.
And you manage to spin around before you crash into it, but you were in a bad spot. So it's bottom of the round. They're going to roll to replenish.
Oh, and I should roll to replenish.
Yes.
And my my injuries make it harder?
Yes, it's a penalty, so it's going to...
So -3?
Yes.
To any... Oh, I don't replenish anything.
Oof. That's not great for you. Yeah, okay. The Daili agent who you saw tailing you earlier today glides right up to you at the entrance to this alley and does his little crane stance, stomps at you, and tries to encase you in the prison of Earth.
Can I just try to drive right at him?
Sure.
Just right at him, like, not around him, just at him.
Sure.
Like, I want to hit him.
Yeah. you can use that to oppose his attack.
Fucking perpendicular vehicular homicide.
Yes.
I'm not a bender, he is. I'll be fine.
He's gonna put... He has 8 energy right now, because he rolled well.
I did put 3 into it, and I got all 3. Since I was able to use my advance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like the idea of just like,
yes,
just hitting him with a motorcycle
and then just boom right at him.
Okay, and you said you're not trying to hit him, or
no, I am trying to hit him.
You are trying to hit him. put in something about ramming in there.
This is the world you live in. You're dealing with non-benders now.
Yeah, this is a non-bender.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's drawing, like, drawing up these walls of earth. You ramp off of one, and as you're coming down, you catch him with the back wheel. Son of a bitch!
Beating on him with a motorcycle. You're literally beating him with a motorcycle.
Gotta use what you have.
His two friends are gonna take some quick shots at you as you run. It's a two die attack. Yeah, he hits you with another, like, the stone fist. So that's another energy and another injury. This friend has one energy left to contribute to the cause. And misses. Stone hand goes wild and shatters against a wall.
Would I be able to add my bike's energy to this because I'm on my bike to my bike, my pool? Or
I'm going to go yes.
Okay.
Because now that I see them in play, I realize how shitty these rules work.
Okay.
Why they're all being changed.
Okay, so is it the bottom of the round and I replenish?
Or is it? It's your turn.
Okay, it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay, I am basically going to try to, like, peel around a corner, like, basically just try to get the fuck out.
You're cheesing it? So the good news is, these guys have no energy left of any kind. So
fire print on his face.
Get a success.
I'll use all five of my bike energy. And since it's advanced, I can... Yeah, I got three successes.
Yeah, so you ramp up, clip this guy with your back wheel, bob and weave around some attacks, and then just disappear down the street.
I'm going to head home.
Okay. Yeah. You park your bike.
I yank some stone off of me.
Yeah. You walk upstairs. There's still a little stone hand, like, hanging from your collar.
Yeah. I go into my apartment. There's a stone hand attached to my collar. Is Kevin not here?
See?
I'm there.
Okay. Yes, so I enter my apartment, and there is a stone hand attached to my collar.
I'm sure everyone else is back now, too. Your errands took much longer than theirs.
Okay.
Motherfucking Dialy!
Really? I told you all!
You mean the scary people that steal you away?
Yes!
They tried to take me!
Well, we solved the mystery.
I yanked the hand off my collar.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Are you okay?
You think it's still, like, twitching, but it's probably just a trick of
the... Yeah, it's just trick of the light and my sort of crazy adrenaline mine.
Yep.
Well, I hit one of them with my tires. They tried to drop the road out from under me.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a bit bruised up.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, I think we can tell that detective guy. We have a pretty good idea of who is stealing these people.
Hmm. Perhaps we can.
He said he was coming in the morning? Right?
I nod.
Will we be safe here?
Well, there's only three of them.
I mean, will we?
Well, there's a lot of people living here. And there's four of us. I don't think they would attack this building.
We can only hope.
Also, one of them got a face full of my back tire.
I nod.
It was one of the guys that was following me. So how do I heal injuries? Is it sleep?
You don't.
Yeah, you're just injured forever. No, sleep helps. If you basically get a moment to rest and patch yourself up, you recover from 1d10 injuries.
Okay, so I...
A good night's rest heals all injuries.
Yeah.
That will bring over up. A warm, wet towel to help?
Well, I was probably going to wash up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wash up, change. The furniture should be arriving, like... And I'm going to sleep. And it also replenishes energy, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna flop down on the couch
and then
try as hard as I can to get a good night's sleep.
Did I freak you out?
Yeah.
I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
How do we know what I used 3 energy for last time?
Maybe it was tired from work? I don't know.
I don't remember.
A little place.
I just know that my things, like, I have 7 down in my things. So I use it towards something. I don't remember what.
You all flop down to sleep. Zahar, you have a nightmare about a man with a crushed head clinging to the side of the building and peering in the window at you.
I wake up and look out my window. Do I see it?
No. Okay. It's only darkness.
Only dreams now. Jesus Christ. Sorry, that's just a little terrifying. Okay. So, replenishment rolls?
You get your full energy back.
Thank goodness. I needed that.
Yay. I needed that too.
Sure.
you lost all that energy from cranking a wheel. I mean, I got attacked by 3 motherfucking Dai Li.
I could take them.
Are you just saying that because I took them?
No. Yes.
I don't know about yes. Took them.
I don't know. I think I won that encounter.
I mean, you did manage to get away.
They did not take me.
Definitely some heroism going on there. Alright, so we all get some sleep, except for Zahar. Bright and early.
Well, I get some sleep.
You do, yeah. But
yeah, bright and early.
Work is by the day, so I'm gonna say fuck it, and...
Fuck it, you have a place, you have someone to mooch on?
No, fuck it, I've got a detective to meet.
Do you mind if I meet him, too?
Because
I'm pretty sure he'd want to hear what I say.
Probably. It seems like it'd be really pertinent to everything he's investigating.
Yeah.
Where is he? Like, where does he, you know, where does he go?
Well, I think he intended to meet you in front of the hotel.
I guess we should probably go there. So, yeah. Come on, let's go. Are you two... Oh, they probably already left way before we did for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I make my own hours. I could sleep till fucking noon.
If you want. But I'm going to wake up in the morning.
I've got to probably wake up in the morning, too.
I will probably wake up when they're, like, they'll probably wake me up as a result of the noise they make when they're leaving, and then I'm going to leave shortly after them. Because they have a bunk bed, and they have to open the door at some point,
well,
and
I'm
curled up on the couch.
Well, I'm assuming that wasn't delivered yet.
Okay. Then I'm still curling up on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So as they leave, I'm also going to blearily get up and then start making my way out the door and towards the hotel.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him.
Her?
Yeah, that one.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm a lady.
It.
The companion that's not going to work.
Yep. Maybe
and
this
I'm
will
going
be
to
my
take,
new job.
Like, one of the stone hands that grabbed me.
Do those mean, like, do they retain their shape after they've been earthbended? Is that how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're actually, like, gloves made out of rock.
Oh, okay.
They bend.
Mm.
So their basic shape
not,
is already established.
Sure.
Well, I imagine if you shape a rock, it's not going to magically change back unless you change it back.
Yeah, but it might also just be held together by earthbending.
Yeah.
Right. But in this case, I think they're actually made like that, and they just wear them. Okay. So, the two grown ladies head over to the hotel. Out front, Detective Drood is sipping a thermos of coffee.
I'm going to wave to him. Hello!
I'll give him a nod.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I'm going to grin. Good morning! Actually, not really that good of a morning.
Oh, it was a really shitty night.
Would you like some coffee? Daloon makes a damn fine coffee.
Sounds good.
Hmm, please.
I'm afraid I've only got my cup. But you're welcome to it.
I'm gonna, what do you call it? I am going to grin and then take a sip of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, I'll sip some too.
It's okay, coffee.
Hmm.
I think I might have some information for your investigation. Since I'm pretty sure I was about to be a missing person last night.
Really?
Yes, I had just gotten a job at, was it Fang Foundries?
Fang Foundries, yeah.
At Fang Foundries, part of the Elite Force. And then Dai Li happened last night when I was driving back to my apartment.
Dai Li, are you sure?
I hand over the stone hand. These were grabbing at me.
Well, that's certainly the weapon of the Dai Li, but they're well outside their normal jurisdiction.
I mean, this is the Unbendable City. If anybody was caught bending, they probably wouldn't be associated with... Wait a minute, what if they are associated with the government?
I don't think so. Since I'm pretty sure Miss Fang likes me.
Right. Why would she hire you? Only to kidnap you. And if she was going to, I think there's easier ways than assaulting you in the night. Since she already has your trust.
Yeah, she hired me. I imagine if she's, hey, build this, I would build it.
Well, it's still kind of scary.
There was a detour. They said that there was road closed sign, so I went down the detour, and then the ground started to pull out from under me. And then three Dai Li tried to take me, and I lost them. Though one of them I hit with the back tire of my Sato cycle.
Huh.
And they followed me. Or at least one of them had followed me to the hotel before we met you yesterday.
fascinating. Can you show me where they took you?
I think so.
I think we're going to need backup. Fortunately, I know exactly where to get it.
Hmm?
To the diner.
I shrug. All right. Breakfast.
Yeah, he heads off to the diner.
I'll follow.
Daloon Detective Drood comes in for the second time. He got his coffee previously. He sits back at the counter.
Hello again, Uncle Eddie.
Sekhfa, a pleasure as always.
Did you forget something?
New information has come to light, and I require assistance. And I believe that I'd require the two of you.
Doing what?
We're going up against the Dai Li.
Oh, dear.
No, it's going to be great.
I mean, I don't know if I can get you to where they are, but I can definitely lead you to where they tried to take me.
It's okay. It'll be fine.
What?
Okay.
Well, there's only three of them and five of us.
Well, there might be more than three of them. There were only three of them.
I can handle more than three of them.
Can you? How many have you taken in the past?
I've taken three, kind of.
She's taken three.
No, you escaped from three.
Yes, but the fact that they didn't take me, I think, is pretty good, considering I was outnumbered.
I nod.
I mean, they're an elite fighting force of benders, and we're not.
I'm not a bender at all.
And I'm also,
like I said, we're not.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, none of us are benders here.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Well, I think they're cheating.
I mean, so that just means we have to beat them without cheating because we're better than them?
Well, I can't bend. So I don't think I will accidentally bend something.
Can you hook us up with one of those, and I make like a grabby grab motion?
I suppose I could.
I wasn't talking to you, but that's also really cool.
I mean, I have my own.
Well, the reason I came to you, and not the police, was in case bending needed to be involved.
Wait, so you're not working with the police?
I'm working with the police, but I'm not the police.
He's an independent entity.
I mean, you could still turn us in if we bend.
I could, yes.
That's really dangerous. It's against the law. I think we can do this without bending.
I know I can handle myself in a non-bending fight. I'm not sure about those little wind blowers over there.
I probably can.
Okay. So, everything you guys do with air, just imagine doing that much closer to people.
Stare.
See, this is what I meant when I was talking to you about training.
Yes, we train to be pacifists.
I was talking to Zahar, but yeah.
I know how to fight.
But
I've fought before.
But we can learn how to fight from each other.
I so have fought vendors before.
But if we're ever in a situation like this where we shouldn't be bending, wouldn't it be smart to use each other's skills?
Shouldn't you be requesting to train from her, then?
Well, yeah, but, well, I can handle myself, but...
And then I kind of nod over to the two airbenders and make sort of like a face. Well,
don't they have that whole don't fight thing going on?
Indeed we do.
Stare.
Yes.
Technically, the Air Nomad Code only forbids killing. There's no express forbiddance against fighting as a last resort.
Yes, as a last resort. Not a first thing we try.
Yes, but the thing is these people have taken other people. So...
That's true. There are lives on the line, assuming they haven't been ended already.
Or then
we're
there's potential
going on a rescue
line.
Mission?
Yes, a rescue mission.
Hmm. That would be good.
I'd be willing to help with extraction.
Someone knocking on our door.
And would you be willing to bend the rules to do so? Should it come to that?
Should it come to that, yes.
Excellent. Now the question is timing. What are you doing right now?
I hold up the rag.
Huh. Hardly ideal. Do you think your boss would object if I commandeered you?
Yes.
Inconvenient. When are you going to be finished?
When are we going to be finished?
End of the day, basically. I mean, you
well,
get
probably
there at
like
five, 2
or
so.
Something.
Oh, yeah, like
yeah,
2,
you're
3
like
o'clock.
Afternoon kind of thing.
Most lunch. Right, so we meet back here. In the meantime, everyone stay safe and stay away from the Dai Li.
I'll try.
I think I'll just stay here for the day.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere alone.
My arm still hurt. Well, I can go with you. If you really need somebody to keep you safe.
It might be beneficial if we could learn more about the victims. Almost all of them have come from Fang Foundries, and by all accounts, they are people close to Wei Fang. If we can find out the motive behind these kidnappings, we stand a much better chance of rescuing these people.
How close to Wei Fang?
Well, friends, confidants. There's even rumors about a lover.
Okay.
People she trusts.
So, Zahar?
Yes?
You think you might need, at your new and stressful job, a quote-unquote personal assistant?
So you're saying you want to be a personal assistant to me?
I'm saying I'm going to go there and make sure that nobody tries to kidnap you or stab you!
They weren't trying to stab me.
They were trying to stab you around the neck with earth.
No, they weren't. They were trying to grab at me with gloved earth hands.
Yes, they're... It's, well... In between rumored and well known that they're best at capturing people.
Okay, you still would be better off not alone.
Indeed, abductions very much so seems to be their MO. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, I remember those days when I avoided getting abducted.
Do we have any names on people that have been abducted?
DeLuan, apparently.
Go back to that.
Hold on a second. No. We're gonna listen to this.
Yeah, when... You know...
I think we expressly do not know.
Okay, real talk. Ba Sing Se sounds like it sucks, DeLuan. I think you're lying to me.
Ba Sing Se is a great place. Some terrible things go on there, but that's true of anywhere.
But it's more true of some places than others. And perhaps most true of Ba Sing Se.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Again, you evaded the Dai Li at some point.
How can you be so cavalier about this?
Well, because I wasn't captured by them. So apparently, awakened earthbenders and airbenders in Ba Sing Se were being hunted by them. I merely didn't talk much about my awakened bending powers.
No, you don't seem to talk much about anything.
Correct. It's done me a lot of good.
Fascinating.
Yes, but
on the plus side, they're not hunting you anymore.
We need to stop.
Yes, correct. They're not.
They are a threat to everyone.
Well, at the very least, you could probably talk to Wei Fang about it.
Well, I was thinking seems I like could she's... probably look through records, see of any missing people, to know their relationship to the company.
Sure.
But if we don't have names, I can't really do that.
I'd know all the people who were taken.
Okay.
Is there something specific that you want to know?
I want to know if they've been engineers and inventors that have been taken.
Yes. One. An engineer named Tigran was a supposed lover of Wei Fang. She was, still is, hopefully, one of Fang Foundry's first inventors back when they just dealt in metal. She helped pioneer the company into getting into real manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
She's safe to say one of the chief architects of Fei Yu, as it stands today.
Okay.
It's the only engineer that I'm aware of.
Well, we also have another mystery that we were looking into. About exploding mecha tanks being sold to gangs in Republic City.
I have a theory.
Do you?
Well, that was what Shoku was here for.
Well.
Found something, but honestly, Sahar was in a better position to discover things about it.
We do know a person who has massive manufacturing capabilities. Wealth to make it happen, connections, and an obvious distaste for benders.
I mean, yes.
Is there a follow-up to that?
I suppose I want to know if she is a witting, accomplice to it, or if someone is doing it under her nose.
From what I know of Wei Fang, I find it hard to believe anything happens in her company that she's not aware of.
Okay.
But I have only my hunch for that.
Well, on the plus side, she's every bit as creepy as he thought she was.
Yes, yeah, she's incredibly creepy.
Mmm.
And way too touchy.
So you don't want to go to work alone today?
Well, I can go whenever the hell I want.
I'm just a little concerned, is all.
Concerned about what?
You being attacked by the Dai Li?
Trust me, I am too.
So, Well, I'm not going to let you go alone.
Well, I'm basically saying I don't have to go to work now.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to eventually.
I could go to work at midnight. I could.
But that's even worse!
I could just not go to work today and just work from home. I could do work in this diner.
You could, but I thought your purpose was to find out who's selling these booby-trapped mecha tanks.
Well, Edwin, you need to borrow Shoku. So why don't we get that done first? And then whenever Zahar decides she wants to go to work, we can try and investigate the mecha tanks.
Well, I mean, I saw a room that looked like it should build mecha tanks that was strangely clean for a factory.
Yeah, and I mean, it's inside of a factory. I'm pretty sure that the moment we got here, we looked at Fang Foundries and was like, yep, that's the place. Kind of doesn't really seem, I mean, it seems pretty obvious.
Yes, but I'm worried that the fact that it's too obvious. Like, I mean, she is the head of the city. Why would she want to start something that could cause problems with another city? Especially this early in this city's growth.
I nod. Good point.
Perhaps. Especially another tech-heavy city.
Perhaps the problem is philosophical rather than logical. I can't say for sure. Regardless, Shoku.
The pig mouse kind of pops out of my clothes the moment his name is mentioned, and he just sort of...
Well, he's here.
Are you guys going in the direction of the factory?
Well, we're going investigating, yeah.
Well, I guess I'm wondering if you are going investigating in the area of the factory.
What do you call it? I look over at Edwin.
He shakes his head. Going out of town for this.
I plan on going to the factory. See what I can find.
I wish you luck. We will meet back here after lunch and prepare to rescue some people from the Dai Li.
Okay.
I punch my fist in my other hand. Finally, some action. I'm itching for a fight ever since I got here.
Why wouldn't you want to fight?
It's fun.
So is that why you've been obnoxious to me?
I've just been really frustrated, okay?
I thought you already got laid.
It's different. It wasn't very good. He fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to head to the factory, and I'm going to try to go with possibly groups of people that are heading there.
Okay.
Just well, try to...
That's easy enough. The first shift is starting, so there's crowds of people.
basically, if someone were to try to take me, I could make enough commotion and bring.
Well, Miss Soma, are you ready?
I nod, and I pull Shoku out of my robes and kind of give him a little scritch under his chin. Ready to go, buddy? Yep. And it's like, yeah, I'm as ready as we're ever going to be.
All right, let's go somewhere quiet.
So, bye-bye. Yeah, I'm going to...
Wave.
I'm going to kind of wave at Sekva on my way out. Just be like,
Goodbye, Sekva. Be ready to fight the Daedli. I'm counting on you.
Nod, okay.
Flashes a winning smile.
I will smile back as wide as I can. He's nice.
So, I've been in this business long enough to know that it's definitely a little bit scary to say, oh yeah, it's okay to bend in my presence even though I'm looking for the police.
I suppose I'm asking for your trust.
And I just want to know how I know that we can trust you. I'm not concerned about Daloon. He seems like he can take care of himself, but Sekva is very easy to convince.
Would it help if I told you that I'm myself a bender?
I thought you explicitly said you weren't.
I'm not. I'm just wondering if it would help.
No?
Not at all. No, not at all. The point is that you're working with people who can get us in trouble. I mean, I'm a registered bender, but I still shouldn't be bending. I don't want to get taken by people who are just as dangerous as the Daedli.
Fair enough. I can't force you to do anything you don't want to. As you're going to find out, my methods can be a little unorthodox. But I think that you'll find them and me trustworthy.
You say so, but that remains to be seen. So I'll trust you for now, but the moment that I see you trying to take advantage of anyone that I'm that's under my control... Not control. I did not just say control. But the moment I see you trying to take advantage of anybody under my protection, I think I will bend the rules on bending. And that goes double for Shoku. He's mine. And I'm his. I give him a little kiss, like... What's that?
On the forehead.
Yeah. It's like, I hate to break it to you, but I'm basically imagining that I've got, like, Felix crawling around in my robes.
Oh, yes. I kind of do, too.
Okay. I like rats! How the fuck do I... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm fucking with something else as well.
Detective Drew gets a taxi with you to the edge of town. And then starts walking out into the grassland. He finds a patch of soft dirt in a ray of morning sunshine. Nothing else around. There. This will do nicely.
What are you doing?
I want you to stand right there in the middle, holding Shoku.
And then he abducts you.
Turns out he's Daedli.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the earth just swallows you up.
Yeah, it turns out he's just the leader of Daedli.
Daedli, motherfuckers!
Wild card!
Alright, yeah, so I'm gonna stand where he asks me to. Just kind of, like, keep my eyes on him the entire time. Like, okay?
He takes a stick from the ground and draws in the dirt a little Fire Nation symbol. And then he drops a treat on it. And then he walks several paces and does the same thing with the Earth Kingdom. And repeats, he draws the four nation symbols some distance apart, so you're standing in the middle. And there's a treat sitting on each one.
Huh. Is he divining something?
Okay. Now put down Shoku.
I mean, all right. Here you go, little buddy. I'm just going to kind of set him down on the ground and see what he's going to run towards.
Yeah, Shoku sniffs the air, and then snuffles at the ground, and then runs off and eats the Earth Kingdom treat. Detective Drood starts taking up the others and wiping away the symbols.
Earth. So, you fed my pig rat a treat.
No. Your pig rat has intuited that the person behind these attacks is Earth Kingdom. You, me, your friends, and Shoku are sitting in a convergence of spiritual energy regarding these disappearances. And this is only just the beginning.
Okay, pal, even assuming that this is true, I mean, okay, I'm willing to, maybe?
Step one, your methods are stupid and also insane.
Yes, I really want to say that. Like, I mean, oh, okay. Like, all right, I'll go with it, yeah.
Excellent. May we proceed?
Yes, so, all right, so the person behind, we're in the Earth Kingdom. Of course it's Earth Kingdom.
Then that should suggest to you that my methods work. Because otherwise, there would be a 3 in 4 chance that Shoku would have gotten it wrong.
It's going to be an airbender.
It's yeah. Zahir. I'm back, bitches! Yes.
You guys should have just killed me when you had the chance!
I brought the Dai Li with, instead of building me an incredibly elaborate prison. Different from my first incredibly elaborate prison, even though I was a regular style guy, and you could have just put me in regular prison.
Well, all right. If he was that manipulative, he probably would have gotten out of regular prison for easily.
Or, you know, death penalty. Instead of building 4 super prisons.
That's also
apparently it's cheaper than the death penalty.
Not sure how, but
yeah, it's like, you know, how they say that
for another day.
Sentencing someone to life in prison is actually cheaper than the death sentence, the way we do it. Apparently yes. That's true in Avatar with building super prisons.
Yep.
It also creates jobs.
Yeah, I've always figured that construction costs.
Right? Job creation.
Yeah, more quickly than the job of kill this dude.
Well, I always figured that construction in the Avatar world was really cheap just because everybody has superpowers.
Not everybody.
Yeah. I guess, but you're still talking about a fucking super prison in the heart of a glacier.
That's true, yeah.
Or in the heart of a volcano.
Yes.
Or suspended in the air.
A completely wooden ship?
Yes.
Like, that was the most practical, and it's in the middle of the goddamn ocean. Anyway.
I would argue that Zahir's was probably the most practical.
At the top of a mountain?
Yeah, because,
well,
I mean...
He also
was the bender.
Yes.
Right.
It's very impractical when you realize that he's just kind of a strong boxer guy.
Yes.
He was pretty smart. Detective Drood starts drawing in the dirt again. He draws a male and female symbol, and then at the same time drops a treat, one from each hand on the symbols.
Okay, now this guy
Would he be actually using the symbols or the actual words?
The symbols for male and female.
Huh. Okay.
And Shoku.
He's just drawing a penis and a vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But class. Thanks. Shoku runs over to the female symbol and starts nibbling on the treat.
Okay, female Earth
yep,
Kingdom.
That's definitive. No questioning it now. A pig rat ate a treat.
Right, so female Earth Kingdom.
Female from the Earth Kingdom.
Well, it's not me.
I'm female and from the Earth Kingdom.
I mean, yeah, I was actually about to say.
It was you the whole time.
Yeah, I was about to actually say, like, Sekfa is female and from the Earth Kingdom. What do you got next? Apparently you're going with the opinions of the spirits, as opposed to just deducing it might be somebody who's in charge of the giant foundry over yonder ways that's totally capable of building mecha tanks. You yourself said that you doubt that there's anything that goes on in the city that escapes from Wei Fang's notice.
This doesn't concern your investigation, unless they happen to converge. I'm interested in the disappearances, which we now suspect to be perpetrated by the Dai Li. The question is, who's commanding the Dai Li? It's strange for them to move so far outside the capital, and with the Earth Queen dead for these last 3 years. Well, most people didn't even think the Dai Li still existed.
It's the Earth Queen's ghost.
I mean, that's true.
He starts drawing out a big map of the Earth Kingdom. Is it okay that if I make your pig rat dizzy?
It's do. I mean, I've had him do tricks before. He's pretty agile. What do you mean?
Observe.
I am observing.
He holds a little treat down and puts it in front of Shoku, and then starts rotating it around Shoku, and Shoku's spinning in place trying to get at it. Aww. And this goes on for a while until he tosses it to the other side of his Earth Kingdom map. As Shoku starts kind of staggering and swaying towards it, and then flops over in the middle of the map before getting up and continuing to snuffle out the treat. Aha.
Okay, you understand how difficult this is for me to believe, right? Like, I'm not crazy here. It's just maybe a little weird.
No, this guy's a master. I don't think he realizes genius.
Do you know where Shoku fell?
I'm going to look at wherever he pointed it. Is it like any special location?
It's a big blob, but it does include, I mean, the prominent landmark there is Ba Sing Se.
I mean, yes, it's Ba Sing Se. What are you trying to say? That whoever this is in Ba Sing Se?
I believe so.
Well, at least it isn't the creepy lady who rules the city, but we still have to solve that problem.
So now we use deduction.
Now that we got this crazy information.
We know that the Dai Li is involved, and it's a woman. An Earth Kingdom woman.
We don't know that.
Ba Sing Se.
We only know that the Dai Li are good.
Yeah, that's seriously it.
Now, with the Earth Queen dead, what woman would the Dai Li answer to?
Probably. I mean, Kuvira? But she's been deposed. There was that.
Think about it. The Dai Li are more than just people who abduct in the night. Their original purpose was as the guardians of Earth Kingdom culture. Kuvira was their natural antithesis as someone who wanted to eradicate the Earth Kingdom as a kingdom.
Well, yes. So what are you trying to say? I don't understand.
I'm trying to say. Yeah, go on.
No, out of character. So I don't actually, like, I have no idea who you're talking about here. I'm thinking,
probably to the Earth Queen, but...
Like, yeah, the only thing I could think of is Prince Wu, but I mean, even then, like...
Prince Wu's sister! Nothing. You should have just said that.
I'm pretty sure that nobody in the royal family was left after the Queen other than Prince Wu, but I mean... He's in Republic City.
Also has a penis.
Also is not a lady.
Prince Wu does have a cousin. By the name of Ru Mei Lan. Obviously a distant relative to the former Earth Queen.
Is this what you're doing so we don't have to investigate?
But by all accounts a traditionalist.
I actually don't think that's the case. I think that he might be doing this, like, the detective is a character who was meant to reveal this stuff to us in the style of a Greek chorus. If that makes any sense at all.
So, we can conjecture that Ru Mei Lan has somehow won the favor of the Dai Li. It doesn't explain why she's using it to abduct people in Fei Yu, but that's an answer we can get today when we confront the Dai Li and rescue their captives.
Well, I mean, that probably should be an easy one.
I hope so.
If the Dai Li are the guardians of culture, then it stands to reason that
let's just write down a whole bunch of reasons and let the pig rat figure it out.
Well, I was going to say, it stands to reason that the only kind of place that the Dai Li would be against would be some place that is against the Earth Kingdom's culture of bending. Earthbending. I mean, the royal family has always held a certain respect for them, and the Dai Li are a bunch of benders. So a city packed to the brim with people who don't like bending would be the natural place for the Dai Li to want to investigate and remove people from the development.
Also a city that breaks tradition.
Completely a city that breaks tradition. But I was giving the reason why it breaks tradition as opposed to...
And the whole thing will collapse on itself.
Well... I mean,
very clever, my friend. Well, let's take on the Dai Li. Since this is a short session, that seems like a good place to stop because Kevin's a jerk.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Am I a jerk?
Also had
we had a
great Zahar episode.
Fucking idiot.
Zahar episode.
I think this might be a Zahar arc.
Yes. Well, yeah, an equalist. It was intended to be a Zahar episode, and then you guys decided to fucking live here.
I like the idea of it being a Zahark.
Hey, I got that sweet cat now.
Yeah, I like the idea of it being a Zahark. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Since my advancement system is fucked up the ass... anyone who has not gotten a talent, which is to say everyone except Alice, can take one.
Still haven't chosen one.
Okay.
Sweet.
Because I am wiping away the current advancement system and rebuilding it. So. Because I'm not happy with it. Anyway.
Yeah, about Donkey Kong Country 3, by the way.
Cool. Recorder's going off.
Now I have to know if I want to go more techy or more fighting.